You told me that a lot of women in rural areas taught you these stories and songs, huh? Are there only women singing or also the men?
No. Men are also singing, of course. But there are two aspects. One is mythological, because all ritual music, it's only women. And everything from calling the spring, from harvest songs, from wedding songs, it's also the funeral lamentations, it's only women. Only in the mountains, in the Carpathian mountains, only there men are also doing some like New Year ritual singing. So some scientists said that this is the what we have left from matriarchal culture. And you can feel it in Ukraine. They're in the villages, women rules. They're very strong. But the little bit more tragic aspect is that in the villages, they're economically very difficult and alcohol very cheap. So the men are suffering from alcoholism much more and dying much earlier, unfortunately. So you meet, very rarely you meet old man who is healthy and remember songs. I met few of them.
And women have to rule because the men, they are...
Yeah, that's... Yes, it's actually interesting because I was lucky enough to meet a few couples singing, like men and women singing together. And I was there later in my travels when I met my... future husband, he's German, that's why I landed in Cologne. And when we went together, it was very interesting because these few couples, they teach us, they tell us, you have to sing. If you can sing together, you will have very happy life together. So they kind of influence us. And my husband is singing very beautifully.
That's the secret of a happy marriage.
That's true,
just
yes.
To sing together.
That's okay. To sing together.
You put these stories and songs in a program called Ukrainian Callings. Why is it so important for you to save these songs and stories?
As I say, because I started to sing them because I wanted people to know that there is this part in the world where very ancient, traditional is still alive. So I started from basically telling stories about these villages, about these women. And for me, I think this is, maybe this is also a connection to my work in the theater, but for me it's very important to tell these stories. It's like even 2 years ago, I went to the front line, to the Donbas region, when we have war now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, stereotypes are very strong. And I travel through Ukraine, but I never been so far east, unfortunately, till now, till recently. And I thought that there is nothing. And then suddenly in the villages, I meet women and men who are remembering the singing. And I learn from them that, you know, there are groups, there are even children starting to sing now. There are people trying to, it's like, it's something which is really, it's like air. You have to breathe to be alive. So you have to sing so you are alive and you, yes, you know. And for me, my newest program, I actually wanted just to tell that, yes, there is war, there are destruction and bombing and occupation, but also there are people living there and they have such songs and they're singing and they do such ritual. It's very important for me to tell those stories.
And you also give your own interpretation to the songs and the stories?
Yes, of course, because it's not easy. It's not easy to pretend on the stage that I am old women from remote village of Ukraine. I maybe can, but
I think you're not. No.
But also, what is so interesting for me is to find out. It's not only about Ukrainian tradition, it's about traditional music in general in different cultures. Like, what is there that still speaks to us in our time? And I fantasize a little bit and I call it maybe archetypes. You know, there are There are motifs, there are energies, there is a poetry, there is symbolism, which we really need in our days as well, even though we are living in contemporary world and with the internet and all consequences of this contemporary
yes.
world.
And it's quite interesting because you travel the whole world with these songs and these stories, huh? And everybody's interested and wants to hear them, and it's a kind of universal interest in this kind of music and the way you bring this to people.
And maybe this is also because through music, it's like the music in tradition is used in the places when the words are not enough. So it used to express something which you cannot really tell with the simple language. Or you build connection, you communicate with the nature. If you are on the field or in the mountains, you have to sing. You cannot stand it. It's so beautiful. You have to communicate. Or if you, you know, if you go through the ritual music, it's through the wedding ritual. Sometimes I think if this music will be continue, we don't need any more psychologists, because it's such deep symbolism in this. It's a code. It's like it's very, it's magic. It's healthy. It's everything.
It's a medicine too.
It's a medicine too. And for example, it's actually it's supposed to happen actually last week, this ritual. There is one village in Ukraine, only one village, when they still do it. Ladies, of course, and they don't take young girls. They tell like ladies, you know, experienced women. They gather very early in the morning, like 5 o'clock in the morning, and they are taking piece of wood, like huge, like, you know, wood. Yeah, I don't know really the name in English, unfortunately. And they decorate it very beautifully. And they call it koloda in Ukraine. Kolodka, that's the name of ritual. And then one of ladies is sitting on this piece of wood. So the wood is between her legs. Huge piece of wood. She's sitting on it. And all other are like dragging her through the village. And you have to imagine, you know, here is no snow. In Ukraine is now a lot of snow, and it's melting. Every morning it's melting. So there is, and there are no roads, unfortunately, still. So there's big mud, and this mud, melting snow, 5 in the morning. This lady is riding this piece of wood, and they're going to each house. And they lock on your door, and they enter, sing, and they jump on the men. All of them. And they say, like, you say, like, why you are doing it? Why you have to jump on the man? And they say, like, oh, it's very important, because if we do it, then the bull will jump on the cow. And then, you know,
it's like an example.
Yes,
really.
It's an example. And then you are really curious, like 5 in the morning. Oh my God, poor man. And all of them. So how you do it? And then they would tell you, No. Come and bring your husband, and then we will show you. And I think I have to sing these songs now.
Please do. Mariana Sadowska.